Dun, 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 dun. Oh, wow. Hey, I wasn't sure if you were going to answer your door. Well, do you mind if I come in? Or if I put my purse over here? Good. So, we need to talk. I was gonna say that you probably didn't remember me, but of course you do. It's been a while since high school, but you couldn't have forgotten about me. I was the most popular girl in school. You were just another nerd. But at the time, I don't know, something about you, ugh, it just got under my fucking skin. Ugh, so I might have made your life somewhat annoying, including making you think that you were taking me to the senior prom. I really can't believe that you fell for that. But that's in the past, and you're less nerdy now, or at least less nerdy in an objectionable way. And the nerdy thing keeps coming more and more into style. I mean, obviously it worked for you. I've done some research into you. You've got a really nice job. There's this nice place you live in. And a fiance? I have to admit, I'm actually kind of jealous. Sure, we only were a couple for 1 week in high school, and it was a horrible, hilarious lie. But I can't help feeling upset that you were able to get over me. But then I had a wild idea. I'm actually full of those. Not even counting the prom idea in high school. I thought maybe I could come visit you and make amends for being so cruel to you in high school and on social media. Hell, even after all this time, I'm still getting likes on that prom video. Sorry, I couldn't say that with a straight face. I mean, you're not as awful as I remember, but I suspect that you're still a virgin. Even with being engaged, or maybe you've slept with some girls, but on a scale of 1 to 10, they probably collectively still don't add up to me. Well, here's your chance to really raise your average. At least I think that's how it works. Math wasn't really my thing. That's not because I'm a woman, by the way. It's just because hot people don't really need math. We have people like you that'll do that for us, don't we? So what do you say, Tiger? You and me can finally make good on what I told you. Remember what I told you we'd do after prom? I actually did end up doing it, but with the quarterback of the football team. God, that sex was incredible. I was in such a mood after putting you in your proper place with that prank. I can tell that you're suspicious. And you have every right to be. I wouldn't trust me if I were you either. Hell, I didn't even trust myself most of the time because I do some seriously dumb stuff for even dumber reasons, like coming to visit you today. But it all ends up working out for me in the end. Because that's just the way of the world for the beautiful ones. But I wasn't lying about feeling jealous. And even if we weren't a real couple, technically, showing up at the prom with me counted as a date. And I recently realized that was the only date where I didn't get fucked at the time. It's been gnawing at me secretly for all these years. And I need closure. I need to fuck you. I know you're getting married. I'm sure you love her. Or maybe you're just really desperate to find someone. Or think that's the only way you'll get laid. But you aren't married yet. And I'm not married currently. Not that I ever let that stop me. This is the only time in your entire miserable life that you'll get a chance at a girl like me. Even a girl remotely close to me. Oh, I'm tempting you so very much, aren't I? On the one hand, you're engaged, and you have every reason not to trust me. But on the other hand, just look at me. Standing here, all beautiful and fuckable. In a skimpy dress that's barely covering anything. Oops! How clumsy of me. Now it's not covering anything at all. I wasn't wearing a bra underneath. I haven't really bothered since I realized how much more I can manipulate men by not wearing one. Which happened long before our history in high school. But maybe this helps convince you that I'm completely serious about wanting to fuck you. Or, if it doesn't, maybe slowly peeling these panties off will. Oh, there. Do you really think I'd let a nerd like you see me naked if I wasn't intending on letting you fuck me? I can tell you want me, even after what I did to you. Or maybe even more because of it. After all, it would be degrading me quite a bit to have sex with you. So, it would be like you were punishing me. You wouldn't just be getting laid. You'd be getting even. Let me help you out of those clothes. I'm probably better at moving men's clothes than you are. The best part is I don't even have to be careful taking it off of you because it's all off the rack discount store stuff anyway. It's weird to actually be touching something so ordinary. Not just the clothes, but you. Actually, you're not too bad to look at. Oh, you obviously don't work out enough. If you work out at all, I think that I just set my expectations so low that now I'm caught by surprise. Take your cock, for example. I plan on doing so. But it's bigger than I expected. It helps that I made you so fucking hard. Wow. But I'm not sure if I can take all of the credit. Look at that thing. Wow. I'm sure you have an interesting bedroom in this place. Probably with all kinds of nerdy shit that I would never understand or even care about. But you have a nice big couch right here in your living room. What do you say? Do we do it right here? That way you can keep that sacred bed that you possibly got as far as third base with your fiancé on. I'll make it easy for you to agree with me too. Because I'll just lie down on the couch. And then, almost instinctively, I end up posing in such a seductive way. And I look at you with your eyes that just beg you to fuck me. Fuck me. If you could resist that, you'd be better than any other man I've gone after. And you can't resist, can you? I almost feel bad for how easily manipulated you are. Except guilt isn't really something that affects me. Nothing negative affects me. I always end up on top. Well, not literally. Right now, I'm ending up on the bottom as you get on top of me. I very demurely part my legs for you and open my arms. As more and more of your body touches mine. You must have imagined yourself in this position on prom night. Maybe in that expensive limo I insisted that you rent. Or the even more expensive hotel room that I told you to get. Now that I think about it, I cost you a lot of money that night. And dignity too, I guess. But think of all those things as investments that are finally paying off. So, are you ready to fuck me? You can use a condom if you want, but I didn't bring one. And I can't imagine you have a need for them, even with a fiancé. I'm pretty sure I can trust you not to have any diseases, so we might as well do this raw. So go ahead, lover boy. This is what you've been dreaming of for so long, even after how I treated you. Go ahead and fuck me. Definitely worth the wait, wasn't it? You're finally getting the chance to feel your cock slide into an actual pussy. Let alone one attached to a girl like me. Now, don't ruin it by prematurely ejaculating in me. Not that I would be surprised. I'm kind of surprised you didn't blow your load as soon as I lost this dress. But this is your one chance to fuck a girl who is not your fiancé. Let alone someone in your league. You owe it to yourself to make it last. Fuck, this is kind of hot. I told you about how turned on I was with that quarterback on prom night. I think some of that lust is coming back tonight. I didn't even have to publicly humiliate you to make it happen, or to have any secret, evil plan going on. I'm actually getting more and more turned on the more you fuck me. Maybe it's knowing that I'm fucking someone so far beneath me. That's got to be some kind of kink. Or if not, it should be. Not that I plan on doing this again. Definitely not with you. But I've honestly done
so much sexually that this is maybe one of the few new things for me. Part of me wonders what would have happened if this prom wouldn't have been just another cruel joke. If it had been an honest date and we banged afterwards, oh, it could never have happened. But honestly, the taboo stuff kind of drives me wild. You're lasting far longer than I thought. And you're better than I expected, too. I'm actually impressed. Fuck me, you nerdy boy. Which is the first time I can ever say that about you. I'm so impressed. Wow. Oh, sure. You had good grades. You were a kind, gentle guy. All those boring fucking features and worthless things, but nothing that relates matters to a girl like me. Until now, I think I'll let myself come with you, which is just a slightly self-delusional way for me to say, you're going to make me come, whether I want to or not. I may actually feel guilt for once, for letting you do that to me. But I'll get an orgasm first. And that's the important thing. So get ready to come. And I want you to come in me. I've been on birth control since before I could drive. So it's safe. And despite how much I love to fuck, I pretty much always insist on a condom. At least until today. Because I knew I could get away with it with you. Nerdy fucking guy. Oh god. Deeper. Push fucking deeper. Cover my mouth and just make me shut up. I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Fuck! I'm gonna come so hard! Come in me! It never worked out! No! It would have never worked out! It never would have worked out! Not you and me! And especially you and me back in high school! Oh no! But right now it is. Oh, it's working so well! Oh god, I think it helps that I don't care about you. It lets me enjoy myself rather than focusing on your needs. Oh, but you definitely are having a good time. A really good time. And now, we're gonna come together. And I'm just a little bit scared of how much I'm looking forward to it. But I can't resist it anymore. Fuck. I feel you. Fuck. Oh my god. Well, was it everything you hoped for? Of course it was. And then some. Even someone as smart as you couldn't imagine how incredible sex with me could be. Oh,
I did get you something else. Besides the best and possibly only sex of your life. Here, get off me and let me get it for you. It's in my purse. Now, this is my phone. Oh, you're a smart boy. You know what that is. You have one yourself next to the couch that we just fucked on. But this one, it's special. I had it in an outer pocket on the purse. And had it pointed at us the entire fucking time. Recording everything that happened. You see, your fiancé, well, she reached out to me via email. For some reason, she didn't trust you. I don't get why, since you're not likely to appeal to too many girls, but she'd heard about your past with me and reached out to me specifically. At first, when I heard what idea she had, I was like, wow, and I turned her down. She was only offering me a little bit of money for me to test her fiancé. But the more that I thought about it, the more I realized I could ruin your possibility for even a little bit of true, lasting happiness in your life. I almost said no to the money, even with her telling me I had to see how far that I could push you. It was fun, actually. That's why I was so turned on. But you know what's going to be almost as fun? Sending this video to her phone. It just uploaded now. And even better, now I'm going to call her as she requested and let her know how it went. I can have her watch the video as I talk to her. That should be interesting. It's all been emails and texts up until now, but she begged me to call her once I found out. So, prepare for your life to start crashing down around you. Right about now. Wait. Why is your phone ringing? And why the fuck is my number showing up on it? And why are you smiling so fucking hard? Fuck. 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 I'm not dumb. I just haven't had to use my brain that much with a face and body like this. But I can figure this out. There wasn't a fiancé, was there? Oh my fucking God. I knew a loser like you couldn't attract a wife. But you made me think there was by pretending to be her. You got me to fuck you for surprisingly little money and even got me to send you a video of it after the fucking fact. I can't believe it. Things like this just don't happen to people like me. I never lose. I'm never bested by anyone, let alone a loser like you. I've always been in control. Always. I've always been in control, even when it looked to others like I wasn't. I thought I hated you before, but really, you weren't worthy of my contempt. I was just gonna bring closure to our relationship by ruining your fucking life. But now, now you've done it, mister. You've kind of made me fall for you. Any guy that can pull off your plans so well deserves my grudging respect and more sex. Maybe even some hesitant affection. Or maybe it's just me starting my own revenge plan. One far more complex and dedicated than yours. Because it will require weeks, or months, or years of being your increasingly submissive fuck toy. And maybe even being seen in public with you. If you're up for it, at least. It will probably all end horribly for you, or maybe not. You'll just have to keep fucking me and find out, I guess. So what do you say? Should we move this to your bedroom? I needed to fuck you out here so I could record it more easily, but if I'm going to fuck you until we both pass out, we might as well be in the bedroom while we do it. I don't even care if you have posters of Loki Skywalker from Star Trek on your wall. I'm suddenly finding that nerdy things don't have to be so bad after all.